Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Nun Beis, and we are 18 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amid Beis, Vitanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Harav David ben Shima, Avram ben Gittel, Shoshana bas Esther Bela, Chana Gittel bas Brindel, Rafal Chaim Shayasha ben Babachaya Rivka, Tzvi ben Hinda, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basya, Elena bas Chana, Chaim ben Yama Mordechai ben Ida, Pnina bas Esther, Chizkiyo Shloim Ziskin ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi Baruch ben Chana Henelo, Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe ben Chana, Harav Chaim Doiv ben Krindel, Shoshana Tova bas Esther, Michal Shoshana bas Tova Hadasa, Aharon ben Chaya Mira, Rechel Chana Malko bas Tova, Yaakov Hillel ben Chaya Sara, Necha Rivka bas Chaya Elka, and Ephrat Bas Tamar. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilui Nishmas Yichil Yosef Ben Tzvi Betzalel, Shloim Mezeb Ben Avram Yitzchak, Mordechai Ziskin Ben Meir Al-Chanon, and Chaves Serol Bas Reb Moshe Shmuel. So we're in the midst of a little bit of Agadat Gemara tucked away at the end of Masechta Shabbos. So there's actually a lot of Agadata at the end of the Masechta, an intense Masechta, but it ends on a rather light note. But just to keep Cheshbin, the paper trail, as to why it is we're discussing what we're discussing. We're learning Perek HaShoyel, not Perek HaShoyel as in the 8th Perek of Masechta's Baba Metziah, but Perek HaShoyel as in the 23rd Perek of Masechta Shabbos. And the topic is Halachos of Mimtzoi Cheftzecha V'daber Dover. In addition to Zachar Asir Meshabbos Lekachoy and Shomar Asir Meshabbos Lekachoy, in addition to all the Psukhi HaTorah that talk about what one is allowed to and not allowed to do on Shabbos, the Chachonim, the Nevi'im, Divrei Kabbalah, added a lot to that list. And one of the things is a person is not allowed to engage, even talk about Dvarim Sholchol. And the Mishnah got involved in different halachos of Mekach HaMemkar. Am I allowed to borrow something on Shabbos? If I do, can I leave somebody with a mashkin? Can I hire workers? The Mishnah mentioned the halacha that relates to a mace on Shabbos. The Mishnah said that a person is allowed to walk up until the Tchum Shabbos on Shabbos, so that when Shabbos is over, he'll be able to cross the Tchum, Baruch HaMavdu Ben Kodesh L'chayil, and get something, do a melacha da'iraisa, obviously he's doing it after Shabbos, for a mace. So we mentioned the halacha in Hilchah Shabbos, that's negeya a mace. So the Mishnah went on and told me other halachas, negeya Hilchah Shabbos related to a mace. What happens if a non-Jew would bring for a yid a flute that would be used for a hespen on Shabbos? Could you use it or can you not use it? Another halacha, you're not allowed to close the eyes of a mace on Shabbos. The reason is because a mace is muktzah. You're not allowed to move muktzah. You can't even move one aver of a mace, meaning you can't even move a part of something that's muktzah. As a result, you're not allowed to close the eyes of a mace. Regardless, the Gemara is going to continue to talk about Misa, a little bit of a morbid backdrop, but at the same time, some classic Gemaras. The Gemara had mentioned a pasuk in Sefer Koheles, where Shlomo HaMelech, this is the last perek in Koheles, is doing what he did throughout Sefer Koheles, and that is trying to wake people up and explain to people that Hevel Avolim Hakol Hevel, that everything in this world is really Hevel. And he gave very strong Musar at the end of Sefer Koheles. He tells the people to Zecharis Beirecha B'mei B'churoisecha, remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu while you're still young, before it gets too late, because once you get old it's going to be too late, and at that point everything is going to end. And he goes on to describe pasuk after pasuk what it's going to look like once a person gets older. Either way, with that backdrop, says the Gemara, V'tanya v'nuntin abraisa, Reb Shimon Elazar, Reb Shimon Elazar said, Aseh ad sha'ata moitzeh, a person that has money should give tzedakah while he can find people to give tzedakah to. U'matzoy l'cha, additionally give tzedakah while you have your money. Additionally, va'oitcha b'yadcha, give tzedakah while you're still alive. Meaning, in order to give tzedakah, you need a few things. Number one, you have to be alive, working backwards. You have to have money, and you have to have someone to give the tzedakah to. So Reb Shimon Elazar gave very practical advice. If the Eibishter allowed you another day of life, and he gave you money, and there are people that need tzedakah. So he said, I say, give tzedakah. V'af Shlomo Amar B'chachmas, and Shlomo HaMelech said this as well. He said, V'scheres b'irecha b'imei b'churei secha, ad asher lo yavoyu yimei hara. A person to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu until the yimei hara comes. What are yimei hara? What are the bad days? Eli yimei zikna, that's when a person gets older. There are things that when a person's older, he can't do the way he did when he was younger. V'yigiyu shanim asher toymar, ein bo behem chef. And Shlomo HaMelech said that a person should chaperai, he should do mitzvahs, he should give tzedakah before the years are going to come. Years that people will comment and say, Ein li bohem chefetz. I have no hana in those years. What's that referring to? Elu yimei HaMashiach. It's referring to Yemois HaMashiach. Why would Yemois HaMashiach be referred to as a time of Ein li bohem chefetz? We think of Yemois HaMashiach as some utopian tekufa. So the Gemara says, She'im bem lois chus v'loi chayva. It's true. On some level, the Yemois HaMashiach are going to be the best of days. But then again, it's also the worst of days. It's Yomim Asher Toymar Ein li Bahem chayfetz, she'im behem loyschos, you can't do any mitzvahs, v'loy chayva, you also can't do any averes. But the point is, Shlomo HaMelech said, chaperai while you're young, and chaperai before Mashiach comes, says the Gemara, pliga de Shmuel. This last thing that we just said, that when Mashiach comes, a person's not going to be able to do mitzvahs, a person's not going to be able to do any averes, and therefore, it's considered shanim asher toymar ein lo behem chayfetz, is in disagreement, it's pliga de Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, ein bein oil mazali moysa Mashiach, elo shibud malchias bovad, opinion of Shmuel is quoted throughout Shas, where Shmuel said there's no difference between Olam Hazeh, the way the world is today, and Yemois HaMashiach, what the world is going to look like when Mashiach comes, with the exception of Shibud Malchus. Right now, we don't control the Malchus, there's no Malchus based David. When Mashiach comes, we're going to have Malchus based David. But other than that, said Shmuel, there's no difference really between the way the world looks now and the way it's going to look when Mashiach comes. Now, if you're going to tell me that when Mashiach comes, it's Higiyu Shonim Asher Toymer Ein Lo Behem Chefetz, it's a time where it's Ein Behem Lo Yischus for Lo Yechayva, then it's going to be very different. Today you do mitzvahs, today you can't do averes. When Mashiach comes, this is all going to be batal. So clearly, this Braisa is Pliga de Shmuel, which by the way, is Tzarech. Because Shmuel's an Amora, a very great Amora, but he's an Amora. Amora is not allowed to argue with a Tana. So how could Shmuel argue with Rav Shimon ben Elazar? So you have to say what Rashi often speaks out when the Gemara does things like this, and that is Shmuel must have disagreed with the Braisa. Not all Braises had a perfect Mesorah. So there was a Braisa that was taught, and Shmuel disagreed with the Braisa. He says, I'm of the opinion, Ein bein o'ilam azali moysa Mashiach, elo shibu malchias bevat. Ah, you have a Braisa? I don't know what to tell you. But I'm telling you, this is the way it is. Obviously, there must have been an issue with the Braisa. But if this was a confirmed Braisa, then obviously Shmuel wouldn't have the right to argue with it. A person should always die to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he shouldn't be an ani, that he should have money for what he needs. And the reason he should always daven for it is in huloi ba. Because even if a person is in a place where it doesn't seem like he's ever going to struggle with it, but you never know, your children may have issues. Then b'noi loi ba, ben b'noi ba. It could affect you in a third generation. How do you know that? Shenemar ki beglal adavar hazeh. So this pasuk is mentioned in the context of the mitzvah of tzedakah. The Torah says that if an ani comes to you, you should give him tzedakah. Nothing titein loi. V'lo yeir levavcha besitcha loi ki beglal adavar hazeh. It's because in exchange for giving tzedakah, yivarech Hashem alekecha b'chol ma'asecha u'b'chol mishlach yedecha, that you're going to merit brach. And Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they used to teach. What does it mean? Kid beglal adavar hazeh. Beglal is miloshin galgal. It's a wheel. Shechoyze ba'olam was dreitzach, and money and parnasa is a galgal achoyze ba'olam. So if it's a galgal shechoyze ba'olam, a person should always daven. A person should always daven that he shouldn't come lidei anios. I saw in the sefer Ga'on Yaakov, which we sometimes quote from. That's from the son of the Ben Ishchai. He says, "What's la'olam? La'olam yevakish adam rachem amidazu. Yevakish adam rachem amidazu." Sometimes the Gemara uses the word la'olam. So why here did Chazal say la'olam? So he says, you know what it's coming to say? It's talking to a person that has money, number one. And number two, he's doing everything he's supposed to do. He gives tzedakah, he gives meiser, aser b'shvul shetesasher, he's mechabit tamid hachamim, he's showing meshabes, the different skulois that the Gemara has mentioned in different places that a person is should do in order to make sure that he has his, that he keeps his money. Meaning he has all the schoolers in the world. It doesn't matter. La'olam, even if you're doing all the schoolers, Yevakish Adam Racha. A person needs tefillah. Without tefillah, he's making a mistake. That's the loyalim. You're doing all the school. You're doing everything right. You're following divrei chayim. You're giving tzedaka. Chaynesh. It doesn't matter. Loyalim. Every single person needs tefillah when it comes to parnasa. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Niketinon. We have a klal. Ha'itzurim rabban lomayani. If a tzurim rabban never becomes poor, a talmud chacham is never going to be lacking anything. Great. Think about how could you say that? There are to me the chacham that struggle. So the Gemara says, in Isa the miyani, it's true. There is a concept of a talmud chacham that struggles, but ahaduri apischa loy mahadur. It's never going to be to the point where he has to knock on people's doors to ask for help. We're going to get back to this later in the daf. Amalei Reb Chiya Levis, Reb Chiya told his wife, ki asi anyo, if a poor person comes to our door, akdimalei rifto, be quick. You go on the offensive, and before he even asks you for anything, you should give him bread. Why? So that one day, when our children are going to be knocking on other people's doors, people will treat him the same way. Amrale, so Pchia's wife turned to him and said, Mela kolaitis, why are you cursing my children? Why are you saying that my children are going to have to come to this one day? Amrale, so he told her, I understand, it's not so comfortable what I'm saying, but it's the mitzios, krok siv, ki beglal adover azeh, vetonet v'rab yishmol, galgal husha choyzer ba'olam. What came to mind is a Gemara. A Gemara Mesechtes Yevamos Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara says Rav have a niftamir Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya was Rav's uncle, and when Rav left Reb Chiya's house, on Malais, Reb Chiya told Rav Rachmana Litzlach, gave him a bracha. What was the bracha? He said Rachmana Litzlach Mimidi Dekasha Mimarfus. He's like, I give you a bracha that you should be spared from the one thing that's worse than death. So Rav turned to his uncle. He said, Chabibi, right? Reb Chiya, Omiya Kamidi Dekasha Mimaisa. Is there anything that's worse than death? So the Gemara says Nafik. He didn't answer. So Nafik Dafa Ashkach, Rav went out and he looked and he realized it's a pasuk. There actually is something that's worse than that. If a person is in a bad marriage, I'm skipping a little bit. The Gemara says, Reb Chiya, have a commentary lu devusa. Reb Chiya's wife used to chat with him. Whenever Reb Chiya would find something, even though he didn't have a good marriage, but he used to always buy things for his wife. Amalei Rav. So Rav once asked his uncle, he said, why would you treat your wife this way? She doesn't treat you this quid pro quo. If she takes care of you, take care of her. Why are you buying her these things? So Amaleis Reb Chiya told Rav, Dayenu, Shemegadleis, but it's true. She's not the best wife. She's not so nice to me. But at the same time, she takes care of our children, Umatzilois Aisanu, Menachet, through Tashmish. And as a result, at the end of the day, she gives me some basic things. And that's enough. Either way, Reb Chiya clearly had a marriage that he struggled with. Just a little bit of rich context to the Gemara, knowing the rest of the story. Amalei Reb Chiya LeDevisu. So Reb Chiya tells his wife that when people come knocking to the door, you should run ahead and give them tzedaka. So right away she said, Amalei Mela Kolaitis Lehu. In the context of Reb Chiya's marriage, you can appreciate the Gemara a little bit better. Either way, on this note. So what did Reb Chiya tell his wife? That the reason you should do this is because you never know. One day, Galdala Chayza Ba'ilon, it may be our children that are going to be knocking on other people's doors, and you want people to take care of you, you have to take care of people. That's part of the Galgal Achayz Ba'olam. Says the Gemara Tanya, a classic. Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yomer. Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi 7. Nasal lecha racham in v'richamcha. What does this mean? Kala merachim ala briyos. Merachim in olam in hashamayim. V'chol she'enay merachim ala briyos. Ein merachim in olam in hashamayim. If a person has rachmanas ala briyos, merachim in olam in hashamayim. And if a person is not merachim ala briyos, ein merachim in olam in hashamayim. We're going to get back to this and the rate bites at the end of the daf. So going back to Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech at the end of Sefer Kehela says, Zecheres Beirecha, remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu while you're still young. Because once you get old, you're faculties are going to slowly, slowly devolve, and you're not going to be in a position where you're going to be able to do tshuva. Incidentally, Rabbeinu Yonah says in Shari Tshuva that when a person gets older, even if he could do tshuva, but it's sometimes not tshuva samishkal, because tshuva samishkal has to be ba'isa makam, ba'isa isha, ba'isa shah. So it says Rabbeinu Yonah, it has to be the same level of taiva. When a person's younger, his yetzahara is much stronger. When you get older, you don't have the same level of yetzahara. So he says a person should try to chaperayin. This is classic. This is Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva. He says a person should do tshuva where he has the same yinga koiches that he had when he did the avera, because otherwise it's going to be lacking a little bit in the tshuva samishkal. So either way, so Shlomo HaMelech, he describes in great detail.
literally aver by aver, how a person's body slows down as he gets older. He said, "Ad ashal techshach hashemesh v'ha'ar." You should do tshuva before the sun and the ar, they go dark. What is that referring to? Zupatachas v'chaitim. It's referring to the forehead and the nose. V'ha'yoreach. He described the moon. Zu neshama. The neshama is the moon. V'ha'koychavim elu aslasais. Those are a person's cheeks. V'shavu ha'avim acher hagashem. Zu ma'or einav shal adam. It's referring to a person's eyesight. What does it have to do with rain? Because if when a person cries too much, it can weaken his eyesight. It says on that note, Amash Shmuel. Shmuel, the doctor, said, "Hay demaso, person cries ad arban shnin hadra." So when he's younger than 40, meaning up until 40 years old, so his tears are going to replenish. But after that, loy hadra, a person can lose part of his eyesight when he cries. Amar Rav Nachman said, "Hay kuchla," as relates to kuchla. So kuchla was an eye salve that Chazal talked a lot about. We saw it a lot in Masach the Shabbos. How much kuchla do you have to carry to violate the Malach of Yitzhah on Shabbos? Either way, ad abam shnin marvach. So until a person's 40 years old, so kuchla works, meaning it can improve a person's eyesight. It can't be like once a person's already older, he's on the other side of 40. Afilu malya kavisan b'digirdai. Even if he takes a lot, even if he would take so much, the amount that a person you would need to fill up a weaver's beam, a kume maikin, it's going to preserve the person's eyesight, but Abu Chile Marvik, it's not going to improve his eyesight. Why did Rab Nachman tell us all this? There was one thing Rab Nachman wanted to teach us, and this is a davar shel refuah. You see from here, a davar shel refuah, that a lot of kuchla is good. That if a person has some eye condition and he needs kuchla, use more. Where do you see use more? Because that was his point. He said that once a person's 40, even if you're going to use so much, either way, you see that when a person, the more kuchla a person uses, the better off it's going to be. Reb Chanina shchiv le'bayit. Reb Chanina le'olenu lost a daughter. But he didn't want to cry over her. It seems Reb Chanina was older, and he was afraid that if he's going to cry, so the tears are going to affect his eyesight, and he may not get that eyesight back. So Amar Leh Devisu, his wife, was very upset. She said, "Tarnegolta afikas mi pesach? You're acting as if you lost a chicken. You lost your daughter. How could you not be reacting more emotionally?" Amalasi, he told her, "Tarti." He says, "You want me to lose two things? Tichla v'ivra? Should I lose Rachmana Litzlan, what I lost, and then I should become blind as well?" She says, "Of course I feel terrible. Of course this bothers me very badly. But at the same time, it's a davar shel sakana." And he said, "I don't want to put myself into a situation of sakana." I saw in the Ein Elio from Reb Elio Shik, he says that what bothered Reb Chanina's wife so much? So Pasha, what do you mean? Nebuch, they just lost a child and Reb Chanina's not crying. So of course, everyone can understand why it would have bothered her. But he said it was much deeper than that, because she suspected that maybe it didn't bother Reb Chanina so much. And maybe when his daughter was sick, he didn't daven enough for her. And maybe he didn't try hard enough to do whatever he can do to save her. And that's what bothered her so much. So she was very, very upset. She says, maybe it didn't bother you so much, and maybe that's why we didn't have the schusim that we needed for her to remain alive. Either way, so the Gemara says that everything we just mentioned, specifically Reb Chanin, who didn't want to cry, so he held like Reb Yosi ben Kitzar, there's six types of tears. Three tears are good for the person's eyes, and three are bad. Shal Ashan, one person who tears because smoke went into his eye. Vishal Bechi, or if someone is in Avelos, as a result he cries. Vishal Besakise, or if someone is in Vishal Tsara, or Vishal Bechi, Vishal Besakise, rise. Or if someone has Yisurim, Rashi says, Besakise is just an example of Yisurim. So those are bad. Vishal Sam, if a person cries because he put medicine in his eye. Vishal Schaik, or someone cries tears of laughter. Vishal Peiris, or he cries because of a peiris, such as an onion. Yafois, those are good tears. But either way, the Bechi tears are bad tears. That's Reb Chanina didn't want to cry. Again, returning, this is sort of the chorus of the daf. It keeps on going back to Koheles Perek Yud Beis, Shloima HaMelech. So he says, do tshuva before the Shloimei HaBayis are Yozu. What does that mean? It's referring to the person's ribs, his flanks. It's referring to his thighs, his legs. This is referring to the teeth grind. Again, do tshuva before all these things go bad. The case of Torah Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya. My time, why didn't you come to Be'avidan? So we had Be'avidan earlier. The Gemara mentioned Bei Avidon. This was a place where debates used to take place, theological debates. And Rabbi Shlomo ben Chananya, as we've mentioned many times, was very close to the dignitaries and the aristocrats in Rome, and he very often represented the Yidden in these types of situations. So it seems that Rabbi Shlomo ben Chananya maybe at some point used to go to Beis Avidon, but either way, now he wasn't going. And they asked him, why are you not going? Amaleis, Rabbi Shlomo told the Kesam, this is the emperor himself that Rabbi Shlomo ben Chananya is talking to. He had serious clearance. He's talking to the emperor of Rome. So he says, how come you don't come to the Beis Avidon? So he told him like this, Tur Tlag, he said, the mountain is snowy. He was referring to his hair, which turned white. I mean, he was saying he's a little older. Sachreni Glidin, what surrounds the mountain is very icy. Rashi says, referring to his beard and his mustache. Kalboy loy nafchin, the dogs don't bark. He says, I don't talk very, I lost my powerful voice than I once had. And tachanoy loy toichanin, the grinders aren't grinding. It's even hard for me to eat. Be Rav Amri, in Shiva Rav, they used to say that Rabbi Shua added one more thing. He said, Adolo avidna bachishna. He says, I'm looking for something that I didn't lose. What does that mean? So he said he was hunched over, so he looked like he was looking for something, but he didn't really lose anything. So what's he really looking for? The point is, he said he's older. Because he's older, it's hard for him to come to Bei Avidon. Time Rabbi Yisman Kismaimer on this note, Tava Trei Mi Klas, it's better to walk on two legs than to walk on three legs. Meaning a person that doesn't need a cane, the cane is the proverbial third leg, he's better off than someone that needs three legs. And whoa, vay to the thing that goes and never comes back. Maihi, what does a person never get back? Amar Rav Chisda Yankusa. The Yinga Yudin, Kiyos Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Omar, he said, Yankusa Klila Devarda. He came back with a saying. He says in Eretz Yisrael, they say, Yankusa, that the youth is the crown of roses, and Sivusa, old age, is Klila Dechilfa. It's the crown of inferior plants. The point is, when you're young, you have the young koiches. When you're older, you can't accomplish so much. Tan Vishmeder Meir, Doik Bekochi Vesishkach Benigri. A person, when he eats, he should chew his food really well. If he does that, sishkach benigri, he's gonna have a jump in his step. It's gonna affect his body in a positive way. Shenema vanizma lechem. It doesn't say vanoicha lechem. It says vanispa chazal darshan. It's referring to a person that chews his food. Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda. Shinana shrei sakech va'ayol lachmech. He said, open up your mouth and eat bread. He said, why? He said, because you're young. And adar bom shnin mech lamad. Up until a person turns 40, he's again Shmuel the doctor. Until you're 40, food is good for you. Mikan ve'elach. Once you get older, mishti mali is better for you to drink. Amalei ahuguza le'Rab Yeshua ben Karcha. So we mentioned the exchange between the Kesar of Roimi and Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. So the Gemara is going to mention another exchange between an Apikoiris and Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. So the Gemara says there was a Tzeduki who was a Goizah. So this person had been castrated, and he had an exchange with Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. So the Gemara says he told Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Mehocha lekarchino kamahavi. Incidentally, the first Gemara was Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. This Gemara is Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. So he asked him, from here until Karchino, how long does it take? I mean, how long does it take to get from here to Karchino? Now, Karchino was a place. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha was also a Karcha. He was bald. And he was like chapping with him a little bit. So he says, tell me, how long does it take to get from here to Karchino? Amaleis, he told him back, it's the same amount of time that it takes to go from here to Goiznaya. Goiznaya is, it was also a place. This person was a Goizah. He had been castrated. So he says, oh, you're calling me a Karcha. I'll call you back a Goizah. It was like a tit for tat. Amalei Tzeduki. So the Tzeduki told him, Barcha Karcha Barba. He says, do you know that if you have a goat, which is a Karcha, goat doesn't have wool, Rashi says, that's why it's a Karcha, it trades for 4 dinars. Amalei, Rabbi Yeshua told him back, you should know, Ikara Shlifa Betmanya, that if you have a goat that was castrated, it even sells for more. Chazik Leisai Masani. Then this Tzeduki saw that Rabbi but Karcha wasn't wearing any shoes. Amalei, he told him, Dalsos Melech. If somebody rides on a horse, he's a king. Talchamar ben Chayr. Someone that only rides on a donkey, okay, at least he's a ben Chayr. Udman Ali Biruglai Barinish. And if someone doesn't have a horse, he doesn't have a donkey. At the very least, if he has shoes, he owns a pair of shoes. He's a person. The loyha, the loyha. But if you don't have anything, the chafir, cover, tavimine. Someone that's not alive is even better than him. Amalei. So he told him, Goiza, Goiza. Plus Amrli. He says, you were very sharp. You're saying very gishmaka things. You're really, really getting to me. You told me three, sarcastically. He says, you told me three things, plus shamas. Now you're going to listen to three things. He told him, Hadras panim zakin. A person that has a beard. So a beard is a hadras panim. This person He was castrated. He didn't have a beard. Simchas Leiv Isha. He also wasn't married. So he saw the true Simchas Leiv comes from a wife. And finally, Nachas Hashem Bonim, that you didn't have any children. See, Baruch HaMokoyim, and then he gave a bracha, Shem Minoacha Mikulam, that you don't have any of these things. Amalei. So he told him back, Karcha Mitsuyono, you're a Karcha, that's a Matsuyono, that fights. Amalei. So he told him back, Ikara Shlifa Teichecha, and you're a Goyza, that provoked me. Either way, you have to know exactly what this Gemara means. I am the Mefarshe Agada, but we're going to go Vaita. Amalei, Rabbi Rishon Ben Chalav, Rabbi told Rishon Ben Chalav, Neim Alei Kamp Panecha Beregel, he said, why did you not come to be mekabel me on Yontif? So Rebbe asked Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, Balash and Saginar, why didn't we come to you? He meant to say, why didn't you come to us? How come you didn't come to be mekabel pnei Rav on Yontif? Gederach shekbilu avayisad avisecha. Our families had this relationship. Right, Rav Yudah Nasi came from the Nesiyim, so he said, that your family used to always visit our family on Yontif. How come you didn't come this Yontif? Amalei, he told him, Slaim nasu gavayim. He said, the little rocks that I used to be able to climb on, you know, they've become like mountains. Kroivim nasu rechoikim. What used to be a short distance, you know, I'm older now. Now it's a long distance. Mishtayim nasu. He said, I used to walk on two legs, Sindritinmul, now I walk on three legs, I need a cane. And Mesim Sholim Bebayis Batal. He said, not just that, what I used to use to be Mesim Sholim in my house is Batal. He says, it's hard for me to make Sholim Bayis when I find myself in a situation at home. And as a result, I'm going to go away for a long time. It may create a Sholim Bayis situation. Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Rashi says he was referring to the Ivra Tashmish, Ayin Bagoyis Yavitz. But either way, he said, therefore, it's not so practical for me to do this. V'sugrud l'sayim b'shuk. Again, going back to Shloim HaMelech. Shloim HaMelech says, Schayres b'irecha. He says, do tshuva when you're young, before all your faculties start, you know, having a demise. He said, v'sugrud l'sayim b'shuk. What is this referring to? Elul Nekovish Aladam. This is referring to the Nekovim, Chalulum, that a person has. B'sfas koil, atachin b'shful, kurkum ancheni toichin. It's referring to the stomach that doesn't work. V'yokim l'kala tzipish, afilu tzipim in artim mishnas. Make sure you do tshuva before you get to the point where a bird, the chirping of a bird, is going to wake you up. V'yishachu kol b'nois hashir, shafilu kol sharim v'sharis doimus loch yishshucho. Your hearing is going to go bad. You're going to listen to music and it's going to sound like a whisper. Rezilagel told this to David. He said, ben shmoinim shom anoichi ayoim ha'idim ben toiv l'ra. He says, I'm 80 already. Do I know the difference between good and bad? Mikancha de yoseim shol skeinim ishtanisim. When a person gets older, it's hard for him sometimes to differentiate between toiv and between ra. Im yitam avdocha asha oichal ves asha yef ye'eshta. This is referring to what Barzilai HaGelot, he told David HaMelech, describing his situation as being 80 years old. He said, mikancha sif soiseim shol skeinim misraptois. You see from here that when a person eats food, he doesn't taste the food so properly. He said, it's hard for me to listen to music. Mikan, what do you see from there? His name shall skate him. So when a person gets older, he doesn't hear so well. Amar Rav. Rav said, Barzilei Hagiladi Shakara Hava. Barzilei Hagiladi was a shakran. Dahi Amzadav Bei Rebbe, because there was a woman that worked for Rebbe. And Bastishin Vatartin Shnin Hava. She was 92 years old. Vahavas Tama Kidra. And she used to be able to taste food. So Barzilei Hagiladi said, he's 80. He doesn't enjoy food. He was a liar. Rav Amar Rav says, Barzilei Hagiladi Shot of Azima Hava. Not just that, Barzilei HaGeladi clearly was very involved in Znus. And that's why he didn't age well. Because for Chalashot of Bezimo, Zigna Koyfetz Asala. It's true, for Barzilei HaGeladi, maybe he was telling the truth, Rava said. But the reason he aged the way he did is because he was very involved in Znus when he was younger. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Yom, Talmid Chacham, Gazman, Shavetz, Gein, Chacham, Nid, Toysef, Es, Aleim. A Talmud Chacham, the older he gets, the wiser he becomes. Shenemar, Bishishim, Chachma, older people have Chachma, Va'irach Yom, and Tuna. People that live long have Tuna. But Ami Yoretz, because Manche Maskinim Tipshus Nid Toysef Es Aleim. But as opposed to Ami Yoretz, the older they get, the more Tipshus they have. Shenemar Meser Safal in Amonim V'Tam Zekenim Yikach Gami Gavoya Yiroh. When a person gets older, Shlomo HaMelech says he is going to be afraid of heights. What does that mean? Shafilu Gavshushes Ketana, even something very small. Doima Olav Kahari Harim is like a large mountain. V'Chatchatim Baderech V'Shoshim Halich Baderech Nasu Loi Tevam. When a person walks, he starts suddenly, it becomes very hard for him to walk. He gets nervous. V'Yinoyitz Hashoke Zukili Voices. His hips bother him. V'Yistabel Hachogav Elo Agavois. His buttocks bothers him. V'Tofer Av Yoinaz Uchemda. And not just that, his Chemda, he loses his Taivas Noshim when he gets older. Rav Kana, have a Pasuk, Judah Kamid Rav. Rav Kana was once learning Koheles in front of Rav. Kavamot Laikrom, when he read this Pasuk, pasuk nagad ve'isnech. Rav gave a krecht. Amas Rav Kahana said, Shema mina batali chemde de Rav. He says, I see Rav is krechting probably because of the last part of the pasuk. Ve'sofer Rav Yoina zuchemda, and Rav himself is experiencing the fact that he lost his chemda. Again, ayin bagoy siyavitz, to understand Pashup Shana in this Gemara. Amas Rav Kahana, ma'idich siv, ki hu amar vayehi. What does that mean? Zu isha. Hutziva vayamoid, elo banos. We all know this pasuk. Ki hu amar vayehi, hutziva vayamoid. The first part of the pasuk is referring to a woman. Hutziva elo banos. Tano, isha chemes mole tzaya. A woman is like a leather jug that's full of tzaya. Upiya mole dam. And she has dam. That's referring to dam nidav. Akol ratzim achara. Yet everybody runs after her. Ki hoylecha adam al beis olam. Amar Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael said, Malami, you learn from him. She's a chatzad. No, Yisrael, model tzik foydoi. Every tzaddik isn't just going to get a piece of olam haba. But he's going to get an olam haba that's lefich foydoi. Where do you see that? Ki hoylecha adam al beis olam moi. It doesn't just say beis olam. It's not one big banquet olam haba. But every person has his own olam haba. Mashal melech shenichlesu v'avadav lir. And this can be explained with a mashal. There was a king that came in with his avadim into a city. They entered the city. They all enter from the same gate. But when it comes time, right? Everybody enters the city in the same way. But where you go from there, that's going to be different. So every person comes into the world the same way. But in terms of when a person leaves the world, where he ends up going, where do you see that? In the pasuk, hoylecha adam al beis oylam moif. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, may dechsev ki hayaldus v'hashacharus havel. Something that a person does when he's younger, he's going to end up meeting a person when he gets older. He ends up paying for that virus that he did when he was younger. After a person dies, even when he's buried, the worms that are going to affect his body are going to be painful. How painful? Like a machat bebasar achai. You stick a needle into someone, it hurts. It's in that same way. It's going to ping him. A person's own neshama mourns over himself for 7 days. How do you know that 7 days? Because Avelos is 7 days. A mace that has no menachemim. Somebody dies and there's nobody to mourn this mace. So 10 people should go. And they should go to the place where this person died, and they should go and they should instead they should partake in the nichum aveilim. They should sit shiva, so to speak, for this person who didn't have any kriyim. There was a person that died in the neighborhood of Rabbi Yehuda. He had no one to be menachem. Rabbi Yehuda every day would take 10 people. After the 7 days, it's chazik lebechem with Rabbi Yehuda. So this maze came to Rabbi Yehuda in a dream, but Amalei, and he told him, Tanuach daitcha sheinachta is daiti. He says that he gave him a bracha that you should have a yishuv adas. Says, because in the next world, you gave me a yishuv adas. This is incredible. The Amor Rabbi Yehuda spent 7 days sitting shiva on someone that wasn't even his relative. It's interesting because Rabbi Yehuda, we know, was a Sara Torah. So much so that Chazal say that Rabbi Yehuda didn't daven. It says every 30 days Rabbi Yehuda sat down. He didn't daven Rabbi Yehuda. Like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, the Gemara says earlier in the Masechta, he said he did it. He wasn't mafsik milimudai fetfilah. But for this person, this meis mitzvah, this neshama that already left the world, to give him a little yishuv adas, and he merited tanuach daitcha sheinachta estaiti. Amar Rabbeval kol sha'im b'fnei ha-meis. Anything that people say in front of a mace, yoideya, the mace understands, or at least the neshama knows, actually yisasim ha-goylel, until they close the goylel. So what's the goylel? So throughout Shas, wherever goylel is mentioned, there's a machlekes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says goylel, who kisui shenaisan al aroina. That's the covering of the coffin. Rabbeinu Tam says that he doesn't agree, he has many, many kashas, and Rabbeinu Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, the goylel hainu even gedoylo, sha'al aroina shal mace. That we refer to as a matzeva. But either way, until the goyel, whether the goyel is the covering of the aron, maybe the matzeva, the mace understands. Once the goyel is there, then he doesn't understand it. Now, the truth is, the mesechtes brachas, we learned the whole sugya. Do the mason know what's going on? Do they not know what's going on? So that sugya aside, but it seems like everything happening until the stimas goyel, that for sure they know. One said, actually, yisasa my goyel, like we just mentioned, the chadam, and the other one said, actually, yisakil abasa. No, until the body decomposed. Not the magic sakal abasa, the chsiv, you know, from a pasik. Ach, besorei, olav yichav, venafshei, olav tevo. As long as he has basa,
Yosser v'nafshi olav tevel. He's going to mourn. Man damachi yisasim agol d'chsev yoshev ha'ofer al aretz kishayim. When the person's put into the ground, then already he's going to stop knowing what's going on. Tanu rabbanu v'ruach toshev el elohikim achen esono. The ruach is going to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at some point. Elikai neshamash en esatabi v'ata asid. Right, we're going to have to give it back. Tano loikamash en esono l'cha. Says the Braisa, giving you advice. Try to return the neshama, this mashkin that you have, this pikadon, the way it was given to you. Pitahira, just like you received the pitahira, afate pitahira, you should give it back pitahira. Another story. There was a king that once gave big day malchus to his avodim. Pikhan shabahem, the smart ones, knew that one day the king is going to ask for it back. So what did they do? Kiplum, they folded it, they nichum the kufsa, they put it in a very safe place. Tipshim Shem, what did the tipshim do? They said, oh, we have big day malchus, holchu, they went to a party, vasu ben melacha, they did work with it, the yamin. A short while later, bikisham melachas kelov, the king came back and he said, I want my kelim back. Pikhan shabahem, the pikhim exiru like shem mogatsim, they gave it back, it was perfectly clean. But the tipshim shabahem exiru like shem luchlachim, they gave it back dirty. Samacham melach likras pikhim, the king was very happy with the pikhim. The cost like reception. And he was very disappointed with the tipshin. Al pikhin amar, regarding the pikhin, he said, Yinosnu kleili loitza. He says, I want you to reward them. The heim yel chulubatem l'sholim, and send them back l'sholim. Al tipshin amar, kela yinosnu l'koyves. Number one, my clothing have to go to the cleaners, take care of business. And as it relates to them, the heim yishabshu bebeisa asurim, put them into a beisa asurim. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a neshama. And then when a person leaves this world, he gives his neshama back. Al kufen shal tzadikim oimer. When it comes to the neshamas of the tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, Yavoy shalom, yonuchu al mishkevoysam, v'al nishmasan oimer, v'hoysen nefesh adoy nitzrur b'tzor rachayim. But al kufen shal risham oimer, ein shalom amr Hashem l'risham. There's no peace. V'al nishmasan oimer, v'eis nefesh oivecho, yikaleno b'toich kafa kola. So what does this mean? A kela or kafa kola is a sling. Zok the Gemara Tanya. One last Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. Nishmasim shel tzadikim gnuza is tachas kisei hakovid. The neshamas of the tzadikim they're hidden. They're underneath the kisei hakovid. Shenema bahusen nefesh adoy nitzrura b'tzroir hachayim. The shel rishoim zoyim emayis v'holchos. But the neshamas of the rishoim they're locked away. Umalach echad oimed b'soif. And they take the neshamas of the Rishon and they literally they play with it. They sling it from one side to the other. Shenemar ve'es nefesh oivecho yikaleeno b'toich kafa kol. Amalei Rabbi the Rab Nachman. So Rabbi asked Rab Nachman, "Shall beninim I? What about the beninim?" So the neshamas of the tzaddikim gnuza is tachas kisei hakovid. The neshamas of the Rishon slings. But what about the neshamas of the beninim? Amalei. So Rab Nachman told Rabbi, it's a good thing you asked me, because ikah shachivna loy amri l'chol haymilsa. I wouldn't have been able to tell you. Nach was a Talmud of Shmuel, and it seems he was mekabel something from Shmuel that Rabbi didn't know. He said, it's a good thing you asked me, because I don't think a lot of people know this. Hachi amash, well, this is what Shmuel said. Elu ve'elu l'duma nimsarim. The beninim and the rishayim both go to duma. So who's duma? So Rashi says Duma is a malach, and he's memuna al haruchos. That's who Duma is. We say in Hala, loy hamesim yahaluluka v'loy kol yardei Duma. What does yardei Duma mean? Duma is a malach. So Duma gets the beninim, and Duma gets the rishon. Halalu, the beninim yesh behem menoyach. They have some level of menucha, but halalu, as it relates to the rishon, ein lehem menoyach. They don't get any menoyach. Exhale. So. Loaded daf with a lot of different ideas that we'll discuss. So we'll see how much time we have. We'll just speak a little bit of raid, and we'll jump around. May inyan le inyan, but oisa inyan. So one of the themes of today's daf was the idea that money is a galgal hachoyza ba'olam. And just because somebody is wealthy today doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to be wealthy tomorrow. And even if he's going to be wealthy his whole life, but his children may be at risk. And maybe even if his children aren't at risk, but maybe at the very least his grandchildren are going to be at risk. And this is all alluded to in the pasuk, Biglal adover hazeh yivarecha Hashem alekecha. Biglal is miloshin galgal, that money is a galgal shechoyzer ba'olam. It's a galgal shechoyzer ba'olam. The Baal HaTurim says that mamon is begematria sulam. Because it's like a ladder. It's oil of a yoyred. It's a sulam. But in this case, it's not a ladder. It's a wheel. It's a galgal. It's a galgal achoyza ba'olam. And on that note, the Gemara says the Reb Chiya once told his wife, "Amar le Reb Chiya le devisuchi asi anyo. If an ani ever comes to you, akdimi le rifta.
Give the Ani bread. But don't wait for the Ani to ask you for bread. Before the Ani even asks you for anything, Akdimile, you take the initiative. You know why? Because you never know, one day your children may be in the same situation. And Kiheche de la Kadmu Livanaich. Amr Leisa, she got upset. Melo Kalaitis Po. Yuvam Samach Dimul Amar Aleph, Rab Chia and his wife. Umoitza and Imam Mimavis Esau Isha. But either way, the practical message that Rav Chia gave his wife was that if an Ani ever comes to you, obviously you should take care of the Ani, but not just that, Akdimu, you should give the Ani before the Ani gives you. In Hilchis Taka, the Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya Simin Reish Mem Tes, says something very interesting. Sivkat Nvav, Shmoyna Mailas Yishbit Staka, Zula Maila Mizu. There are eight Madregos in Tzedakah. Meaning, when it comes to Tzedakah, not all forms of Tzedakah were created equally. In fact, there are eight levels. Shmoyna Mailos Yesh B'Tzedakah, one more than the other. And then the Shulchan Aruch goes on, and he lists literally Maila after Maila. He says the first Maila is if a person gives a Yid Parnasa, or he loans him money. He doesn't even give him Tzedakah. He's mechazik him monetarily, but in an extremely bakavadig way. He says, if you could do that, that's the highest level of Tzedakah. Pachas mizeh. He said, the next madrega is hanoisin tzedakalani, someone who gives money to a nani, meaning he gives him Tzedakah, but the person giving the Tzedakah doesn't know who the money is going to. He doesn't know who the beneficiary is. And the beneficiary, the one that's receiving the Tzedakah, doesn't know who he's getting it from. That's also a very high madrega, where nobody knows. The noisin tzedakah doesn't know who he's giving it to, and the Kabbal Tzedakah doesn't know who is being Mekabal from. Pachas Mizeh, says the Shulchan Aruch. The next Madrig is, Sheyedeya HaNoisin Lemi Noisin. The Noisin knows who he's giving it to, but V'layada HaAni Milakeach. But the Ani, he doesn't know who he's getting it from. That's what's known as Matan Beseser. And the Shulchan Aruch says, K'ngoy G'doy Le'achachavim, Sheyoholcha Beseser U'mashlichem HaMoyes B'Pischei HaAniyim, U'Kezer Roy Lassois U'Maila Toivahi. Says, it's a beautiful, beautiful Maila. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what's the next Madrig? The next Madrig is that the Ani knows who he's getting it from, but the person giving it doesn't know who he's giving it to. That's not as good as Matan Beseser, but that's also pretty good. The next level, Pachas Mizeh, Sheyitein La'ani B'yadai Kaidem Sheyishal. You should give it to the Ani before the Ani even asks. Pachas Mizeh, Sheyitein La'karai Acha Sheyishal. After he asks, you should give it to him. Pachas Mizeh, at the very least, he asked you, you gave it to him, he knows you, you know him, it's tzedakah, it's not a halva, it's not a business partnership, but at the same time, you should give it to him, b'sever panim yachlis. And then finally, pachas mizeh, the eighth madrega is sheyitin loy be'etzev. But at the very least, you should give it to him. Either way, these are the Shmoyna Mailos. But in the list of the Shmoyna Mailos, the Shulchan Aruch says that there's a madrega to give the Ani tzedakah before the Ani asks you for it. Meaning, you ask him for it, that's one thing. But there's a madrega, there's a maila to give it before the Ani asks you for it. Says the Vilna Gaon Abir Agro. What's the makar to this? Shabbos kuf nun aleph on the base. Amalei Rab Chia ledevisu v'chulu. L'shoyne yazov shel Vilna Gaon. He says, I scanned the entire Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi and all the brides. I have one makar to this. I have one place where I find that there's a maila to give an Ani Tzedakah, not after he asks you, but even before. Take the initiative, take the preemptive. To go over to the Ani and says, can I please, even if he knocked on his door, that's what happened. It doesn't matter. Still, you should go ahead and you should give it to him before he opens up, before he pops the question, you should give it to him. Says the guy, how do I know that? Because that's what Rav Chia told his wife. You see, Amadu Rav Chia Ledevisu. So if this is what Rav Chia told his wife, so you see from here that this is an idea. The Velt says over in the name of the Vilna Gaon. Everybody knows, in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, it says the word V'nosnu. V'yidabra Hashem al Moshe Lemer. Kisisa, Roish B'nei Yisrael, Lifkudeyem. V'nosnu ish koyfe nafshei l'Hashem, v'fkoyd oysom, v'loyiyah behem negev, v'fkoyd oysom. So the Velt says, and the Vilna Gaon said it, that the word V'nosnu, you can read both ways. If you read it straight, it's Vav, Nun, Saf, Nun, Vav. And you read it backwards, it's Vav, Nun, Saf, Nun, Vav. So the Vilna Gaon said, because when it comes to Tzedakah, V'nosnu, you give, you get back. That's the way it works. You give, you end up getting back. But the Vilna Gaon said one more knetch that not everybody knows. He says, if you take a look at the trup, what's the trup on V'nosnu? It's a kadma v'azla. So the Vilna Gaon said, V'nosnu kadma v'azla. Why? Because if you're going to be kadma v'azla, you're going to go ahead and you're going to give the Ani before he asks you, like Rav Chia told his wife. What did Rav Chia tell his wife? Ki osi anyo, when the Ani comes to you, akdimi le rifta, you should be makdim, like the Vilna Gaon said in Shitasai. This is the makar to that, one of the eight milas that the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Mem Tes, that there's a mila to give the Ani before the Ani asks. You know why you should do that? What did he say? Because it's a galgal achayz v'olam. Because you're never going to know when you need it back. So you see that there's a maila in giving tzedakah before the ani asks to prevent you from the kibaglala davar azeh. So that one day if chalila you find yourself, or one of your enakach find themselves in this kind of situation, they won't have to worry about it. But when do you get that? When it's kadma va'azla. That's why the venosnu, which is the biglala davar azeh, it's the kol merachim ala briyas merachim ala min hashamayim. There's a kadma va'azla there. Because it seems that on some level it's related to the kadma va'azla. The truth is, if you think about this Gemara, I think the Gemara is a little bit of a chiddush. Amalei Reb Chiya Ledeviso. He said, I want you to be mahadir in the mitzvah. He told his wife, he said, listen, I'm going to tell you something uncomfortable, but to give tzedakah, and don't wait for the Ani to ask you. Before the Ani even asks you, you should preempt it. Why? Because you never know. One day we may need it back. And I just think this is just smart. We have to take care of our children. It's our responsibility as parents. And I think this is a good way to plant seeds that one day our children will have whatever it is that they need. There's a quid pro quo. I'm telling you should give the tzedakah before the tzedakah is asked you. It sounds like Reb Chiya was telling his wife to give tzedakah for the wrong reasons. Right? Chazal say, Al tiyu kavodim ha-mishamshin ha-sarav al-manasal kabel pras. Al tiyu kavodim ha-mishamshin ha-sarav shaloy al-manasal kabel pras. So it bothered me a little bit. Why is Reb Chiya telling that to his wife? Okay, it's his wife. Maybe she wasn't on the madregov, but he was just trying to reason with her and be practical. You know, maybe that wasn't going to work. So he said, listen, let's be practical. This is a good reason to do it. But I think the Gemara is sarich bir. What happened to Al tiyu kavodim ha-mishamshin ha-sarav al-manasal kabel pras? The truth is, Tosfos in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph doesn't ask this question, but he asks a question that's eerily similar. The Gemara over there famously says, if a person says, it's a person's giving tzedakah, but he has terms and conditions. He says, I'm giving the tzedakah, she'yichye b'ni. I'm giving the tzedakah, she'eske b'alachay olam haba. Hareze tzadu gomer. He's a tzadu gomer. Frey Tosfos. Hareze tzadu gomer. He went connected to Mishnah. What happened to the Mishnah right in the beginning of Pirkei Avos? Al tiyu kavodim ha-mishamshin ha-sarav ha-manasal kabel pras. So Tosfos has a teretz, the Marshal, all the achrenim mutcher, no one really properly understands Tosfos' teretz. But this Tosfos, so it's Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos doesn't ask it here in Perek HaShoyel, in Masech to Shabbos, Daf Kufnu Na'alav HaMaveis, but Tosfos asks essentially a very, very similar question. That there's an idea that it's like the katchila. How could this be the katchila? What happened to the rule of al tiu kavodim amashamshin asarav amanas lekabel pras? I saw in the chida in his sefer Pesach Einayim, he brings a teretz from one of the kadmonim. He says a little bit dachuk. He says, but I think you have to say. But the less brera that Gemara in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah is referring to someone that already fulfilled his ikar mitzvah tzedakah. He gave his maaser, whatever it is he has to give, he already gave, and now he wants to give more than he has to give. So says the Gemara, then it is an idea of hareza tzadah gomer. Because says the Chida, big Chiddush, that the only time there's a halach of al tiyu kavodim amashamshin asarav amanas lekabel pras is when you're doing something that you're a mitzvah v'oisa, something that you're obligated to do. So if I have a mitzvah, something that I have a mitzvah to put on tefillin every day, so I can't put on tefillin amanas lekabel pras, or at the very least, it's not the perfect way of doing it. Al tiyu kavodim amashamshin asarav amanas lekabel pras. But if you do something that you're not obligated to do, so then to the contrary, then you have a right to do it amanas lekabel pras. So says the Chida, it's not so gishmak, yeah, it's an akimta, but I think you have no choice. To answer Tosfos Kasha, you could always make an akimta that what we're talking about over here is a person that already fulfilled his mitzvah stakah. And being that he fulfilled his mitzvah stakah, so fulfill your mitzvah stakah, this is something that you're allowed to do. The truth is that this chiddush that the Chida says is a mefurish marsha. The marsha is commenting on a very well-known Gemara. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Hashem, tefillos k'minyan v'aschanan, 515 tefillos, Ebron of Era, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. So Darash Rav Simloi, mepnei man nesava Moshe Rabbeinu l'kol in Eretz Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael so badly? Is it because it's a beautiful country? That's not the reason. El kacha ma Moshe, harbi mitzvahs estav Yisrael. There were many mitzvahs that the Yidden were commanded. Ve'im eskayim in ve'elam Eretz Yisrael. But these are mitzvahs that you can't be mekayim only in Eretz Yisrael. He says, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. It's like this, I'll be able to do all the mitzvahs. I'm like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe. He said, Klum atam mevakish elu lekabel schar. Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to go into Eretz Yisrael so badly. Why? Because you want reward. You want schar mitzvah. Ma le'ani alecha ke'ilu asisa. Freak the Marsha. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael lekabel schar. Al tiu kavodim ha'misham shen esarav al-menas lekabel pras. Moshe Rabbeinu was... Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no way he went kineged the Mishnah right in the beginning of Pirkei Avos. He was certainly Mishamish as Harav Shaloi Al Manas Lekabel Pras. So how can a Kadosh Baruch Hu say Moshe Klumat the Mevakish El Eschar Zok the Marsha? You know why? Because it's true Al Tiu Kavadim Mishamish as Harav Al Manas Lekabel Pras. But that's only by a mitzvah. That's only by a mitzvah that you mechuyev to do. But a mitzvah that you're not mechuyev to do, if you're an Eina Mitzvah Vaisa, over there you don't have that rule. Over there, it's okay. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't mechuyev in the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, because Hashem told him you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. So he was fighting. He says, I know I don't have to do it, but as an Eina Mitzvah Vaisa, I want it so badly. Why? Because I want this. It's a marsha. Chedushi Agadus Masech to say to Dav Yudal Rav. But either way, this is the aside. That when a person does something that he's not obligated to do, over there he's allowed to do it. I'm an Asa Kabbal Pras. And by the way, it sounds like it's a good thing. It sounds like it's a madrega to do it. I'm an Asa Kabbal Pras. Ha'omer Sela Zulit Staka Bishvul Sheyichi Abni Harez Etzad. Moshe Rabbeinu is davening for something that he's not mechuyevin. He's an Einam Etzuv Avaisa. He davka wants it. That's what Hashem told him. Why are you doing it? Because you want schar. So it sounds like that's certainly okay. So when a person does something he's obligated to do, al tiu kavadim amisham shen esarav. When a person does something he's not obligated to do, hareis etzad the gomer. Even Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Amenas the kabel pras. He did it all because he wanted the schar. But either way, that's the chidos teretz. That it's true al tiu kavadim. Ha'imasel azul stock is probably talking about someone that was already mekayim as mitzvah stockers. I was thinking that our gemara. What did Reb Chiya tell his wife? He didn't tell his wife give tzedakah so that one day we'll get schar. He said, "Akdimu ki osi anya akdimi le'rifta." Go ahead and be makdim. He emphasized the being makdim. Why did he emphasize the being makdim? Why was that so important? Why was that an emphasis? I think the reason it was an emphasis is because he was telling her that if you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah stalker with a maila, then maybe for the maila you're allowed to do it amanas lekabel pras. It's true for the ikum mitzvah stalker, which is something that you're obligated to do, so that's something you can't do amanas lekabel pras. But the akdimi le'rifta, the maila, that's something you're allowed to. But either way, that's just the shtickle Torah. But I think Pashup Shat, you for sure see in this Gemara, that a person shouldn't just give tzedakah, but there's an idea of akdimi le'rifta, ki heicha de'lekadmu levanayach. There's an idea that you should ask, you should give, before you even ask. Why is this such a big deal? Rabbi is telling his wife, this v'nosnu kadma v'azla, why are we making such an emphasis on kadma v'azla? It could be, that's the way the Midah Keneged Midah works. It could be that when a person gives before someone else asks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us before we ask. That's all part of the kol merachim al abrius, merachim in olam hashamayim. If we're merachim al abrius, when people ask us for rachmanas, then maybe the midah keneged midah is that when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is going to give us back. But the problem is, like the Kotzker Rebbe used to say, Ana Hashem, Oishi Ana. He used to die, Ana Hashem, help me. Teach me how to daven. He says the people don't even know how to daven. No one knows what to ask for. People don't even know what they need. It's merubin tzarchei amcha v'daitam kitzara. Sometimes we don't even realize what it is we need and what it is that we should daven for. But you know what the trick is? Akdimi le'rifto. If we're gonna give first and then afterwards, that's the way for a person to be able to get back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu without us even asking. Either way, that's the first aura. The second aura is, so the Gemara said that kol merachim ala brios, merachmin ala min hashamayim. So this is something that we've talked about a lot recently. The epic tshuva from Rabbi Yehuda Asad, who said that it's for that reason a shoychit shouldn't do shchita on Rosh Hashanah, even though it's melachas eichel nefesh, and even though on Yontif it's mishnayis that you're allowed to do shchita on Yontif. There's no question you're allowed to do it. He said, but sifrei chaim, sifrei meisen apsuchim, you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rachamim. He says, it's not a time for you to show achzarius towards an animal, because there's an idea of kol merachim ala brios, merachmin ala mishamayim. Now, where did the Gemara learn this from? It was learned out from a pasuk. It was learned out from a pasuk that's in Parshas Re'eh. And the truth is, it's kedai to see the entire context of the pasuk. The pasuk over there is talking about
the Ir HaNidachas. Ir HaNidachas is a city where the majority of the people that live in the city, the majority of the residents of the city were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And the Pasuk says that you have to take out this city. Hakei Sakes Yoshvei Yoyera Hilafi Charev. Hachare Moisa Ves Kol Asher Ba. Ves Vehemta Lefi Charev. Ves Kol Shalola Tikpo Yitzal Toich Rechoiva Vesarafta Ba'ish Esair. Ves Kol Shalola Kolol Hashem Alekecha. Vehoisa Teil Oilam Loisibona Oid. Vela Yidbach Biyotcha Me'umam Min Acherem Laman Yashav Hashem Echrein Apoi. These are very, very intense psukim. Says the Pasuk, V'nasan Lecha Rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you Rachamim. V'richamcha V'hirbecha Kasher Nishbal Avisach. And this is the Pasuk where we learn. V'nasan Lecha Rachamim V'richamcha. If you're the richamcha, then the nasam lecha rachamim. Because kol mirachim ala briyos, then it's going to be mirachim ala min hashamayim. But the pasik, poshet, is the nasam lecha rachamim. And what's the general context? It's the Ir HaNidachas. So right after the parish of the Ir HaNidachas, says the pasik, the nasam lecha rachamim. There's an unbelievable erachayim HaKadosh on this pasik. Kavanas maimer zekan. So what? Why did this pasuk right after the story Ir HaNidachas, the nasan lecha rachamim v'richamchos? He says a yisoid that's often quoted. He says l'fisha tzival Ir HaNidachas sheyahargu kol ha'ir l'fi charev va'afilu behemta. The Yid just did what? He just destroyed a city. Maisa hazeh yoyle teva achzorius b'lev adam. There's no question that naturally, if you go and you pull out your sword or you take a machine gun and you just take down an entire city. Literally, it's going to be moiled in you that the mid of Achzorius. K'maysh esipulonu ha-yishma'ilam kataroitzchem b'maymer ha-melech. She'yesh lahem cheshe gadol shosha hargen adam. That after they kill someone, they have a cheshe gadol. He says, this is what I heard from the Yishma'ilam. But either way, so says the Arachayim, so you would have thought that a person like this would be nichrisa shayresh ha-rachamim. He would lose his mid of rachmanis. V'hoyu la'achzor. And he would lose his... And he would become an axel. This is why the Torah had to give avtocha. He says, even though what this person just did, which should technically be moiled achzorius, but no worries, because there's a avtocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that even though you just destroyed an entire city, you have nothing to worry about. At the end of the day, there's not something you have to worry about. I saw in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim HaChadosh, the new Chafetz Chaim, the three volume, Chafetz Chaim HaChadosh al HaTorah, they bring that the Chafetz Chaim was in a city somewhere, a shtetl. It was during World War I. And he was talking to one of the Rabbanim in the city, and he was telling him how much what's going on during World War I is bothering him. And he said that it's a mole, a yid, died, but he gave up his life, al-kiddush Hashem. He died by Mesiris Nefesh, and he died as one of the Kedoshim Ba'aretz. He said, but now we're fighting a political fight, something that we really don't have any interest in. And Nebuch, he says, this younger light and this bacher and these young people that are giving up their lives, they're being Mois and Nefesh, and for what? They're not dying al-kiddush Hashem. And the Chafetz Chaim was bemoaning it. And then he said that a lot of people are coming back, and they're coming back wounded. And he said, Nebuch, they're going to spend the rest of their life wounded for what? He said, if a person gives up a limb, or he gives up his life fighting a melchemes mitzvah, that's one thing. He said, but what is this, some political fight in Eastern Europe? He said, for this we have to lose our children. And then he added, and he told this Rav, and he said, even the ones that are going to come back gesund, he said, but what is it going to be like? He says, here they were fighting a war. He said, when you fight a melchemes mitzvah, even though technically the fighting should be moilet achzorius in a person, but we have a haftach of v'nasan lecha racham v'richamcha d'arachayim HaKadosh v'parash Yisra'eh. But he said, but when it comes to people like this, he said, what are they fighting? He says it's just going to be moiled achzorius and bothered the Chafetz Chaim, but just the blick of the Chafetz Chaim. Here, there's a war waging, and what was his thought? His thought was, you know, once upon a time, Yidden were able to give up their lives al kiddush Hashem. He said this is not called giving up your life al kiddush Hashem. But either way, this is what the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says. So I saw in the Megadim Chadashim for Rav David Yoel Weiss, he brings something very interesting. He brings that he saw in a sefer from the Marash Engel. So the Marash Engel, Rav Shmuel Engel, he was one of the Gedolei HaPoskim in Europe, in Galicia, in the 19th century, early 20th century. He passed away in 1935, I believe. He was a Talmud of the Divrei Chayim. He was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Sanzer. And he said over that Rav Chaim Sanzer, before he ate meat, he used to inspect to find out who the Shoichet was. And he said he did such pedikos to find out who the Shoichet was that he wanted to make sure that the Shoichet was a person that was a Baal Chesed.
And he said if the Shoichet was a Baal Chesed, he would eat from his Shechita. But if the Shoichet wasn't a Baal Chesed, he said that the Dibrei Chaim, the Tzanzer Rav, refused to eat from his Shechita. He said, why? He said, because really, how do I know if the Shoichet did a good Shechita or not? Maybe it wasn't a good Shechita. Masechta Shchul, one of the hardest Masechtas in Shas. How do I know if he got it right? He said, I have one way of knowing. Because really, Shechita, blood, Ritzicha, when a person is not Merachem al Abriyos, he said, it's Melech Midas Achzorius. See, he says, if I find out that the Shoichet is about Chesed, if I find out that he's helping out Yisoymim and Almanis, and he did and he helped Anim, and he ran a Gemach, he says, that means that he was Mekayim a Mitzvah. Because when you Mekayim a Mitzvah, then you have the Avtocha of Inosan Lecha Racham Avriyachemcha. He says, then I have nothing to worry about. He says, but otherwise, I'm not sure. I'm going to be suspect. So the Merash Engel said that he saw by his Rebbe, he said he would used to, what do you want the Shoichet to be? Yari Shemayim says, of course. But what was the due diligence in the Shoichet? What was he looking to see? He wanted to see how proficient he was in Ilcha Shechita? Yeah, obviously. But what was the Nerkuda? Chesed. What does Ben Adam L'Chaveri have to do with Shechita? Beautiful. It's this Ora Chaim. He said, because if he has the Ben Adam L'Chaveri, that means he doesn't have the Midus Achzorius. Or if he doesn't have the Midus Achzorius, that's a sign that he's Mekayim the Mitzvah. When you Mekayim the Mitzvah, then there's the Avtocha of Inosan L'cha Racham Evriachemcha. Otherwise, he said, I'm not so sure. What came to mind, just one Ha'ara, what came to mind is the Ramban. Which Ramban? The Ramban is Pirush Al HaTorah in Parashas Bereishis. The Ramban says that why is it that when a Shoichet Shechts, he makes a bracha? A Shechet Yishonah B'mitzvayitzev Tzivonu Al HaShchita. Why do you make a bracha? So the truth is, the Ramban in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Ramban's Yad Chazaka says that Shechitah Shchul is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah, you make a bracha. You put on tefillin, you make a bracha. You light the menorah, you make a bracha. A Shoichet Shechts, you make a bracha, because it's a mitzvah. So Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvayitzev Tzivonu Al HaShchita. It's very obvious why you make a bracha. But the Ramban Shita throughout his Svarim is that Shechitah Shchul is not a mitzvah. So the Ramban L'shitasa in the spiritual HaTorah says, so why do you make a bracha? So he says, you want to know why you make a bracha? Because even though you're not making a mitzvah deraisa, but you're doing something on a deraisa level. The reason is because when a Shoichet does Shechita, he has to be careful to make sure that he does it in a way that he's not Mitzar the Balchad. That's why we do Shechita. That's why we don't do Nechira. That's why we Shecht it in the way that we Shecht it. And what's he being Mekayim? He's being Mekayim Tzar Balichayim Dei Raisa. V'zeh tam HaShechita. U'masha Amru Tzar Balichayim Dei Raisa. V'zu Berchaseinu Shenevarich HaShechit Yishonah Ben Tzvoisav V'tzivanu Al HaShechita. What's the V'tzivanu Al HaShechita? What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is Tzar Balichayim Dei Raisa. T'chsam Sofer Netshuva Narachayim Simon Nun Dalit. He asks kashas on this Ramban. He says, where do you find that you make a mitzvah? Where do you find that you make a mitzvah on a Shev Al Taisa? You make a mitzvah on a proactive, on a mitzvah saseh. Let's assume Tzar Balichayim is Deiraisa, which is in and of itself. Rambam Paskins, it's not Deiraisa. But let's assume Tzar Balichayim is a Deiraisa. Okay, but it's like a Shev Al Taisa. Don't be Mitzayer the animal. When you do Shechita, that's a positive act of Tzar Balichayim Deiraisa. No, you're doing it in the best way possible, but the kiyum is the fact that you didn't do it in a... It's a mitzvah that you're mekayim b'shev al taisa. Where do you find that? See, hishtel su, the bracha that you say under the chuppah, ashetzi, ashekit yishanu, the ala rayos, and so asura yishanu, so you find maybe a bracha and a rayos, but usually you never find a mitzvah on something that you're not supposed to do. You only find a mitzvah on something that you're supposed to. So the samsaiva wonders out loud, what's the word in this mitzvah? So it's an interesting mitzvah, but I was thinking maybe that's why, maybe the reason, again, not al derech hapshat, but more al derech hadrush, a little poetic license, then maybe the reason the Shoichet makes the bracha is because he has to internalize inside of him. When he's doing the Shechita, he has to be very, very careful to make sure that he understands that there's an idea of Tzar Balichayim Deiraisa, so that the act that he's doing right now won't be moiled in him midas achzorius. You want to make sure that you don't become an achzor. You know, you make sure you don't become an achzor. Asher kedishonu b'mitzvoisav etzivanu al hashchita. The Chassam Sofer at the end of that shuva nun dalet, he says, you want to know what the real nusach of the bracha could have been? It's the ki'ilu, meaning the bracha is al hashchita, but it's ki'ilu nemar. Every single time the shoichet does a shchita, this is what he's saying. Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam. I'm quoting the Chassam Sofer, L'rachim al Abriyos. That's what he's really saying. He's saying L'rachim al Abriyos. It's not a lashchit. The shchit is not a mitzvah, the Rambam. The Rambam holds a mitzvah. It's like putting on tefillah. It's a mitzvah. But according to Rabban, it's not. It's Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvah L'rachim al Abriyos. Where do you have such a mitzvah? This is the Chassam Sofer, it's the Ke'ilu. This is the real, the Ke'ilu, right? We're always talking about Ke'ilu. This is the Ke'ilu Nusach HaBracha. What's the Nusach? L'Racham HaLabriyas. An Oni comes, you don't say L'Racham HaLabriyas. A person can give tzedakah, you can do the greatest chesed in the world. You don't find a bracha L'Racham HaLabriyas. You know when you make the bracha L'Racham HaLabriyas? The Shoichi, when he does the Shechita. Now you make the bracha L'Racham HaLabriyas.
maybe Lafi, what the Marash Engel said over in the name of his Rebbe, the Divrei Chaim, the Tehillah Tzanzara, based on our Chaim HaKadosh of Parshas Rei, because this is when you need the bracha. This is when you have to internalize what a bracha is. It's all about stopping for a moment and being mizbayin in what it is you're doing. It's internalizing what it is. He has to internalize now the Racham al Abrius to counter what it is he's doing, his Midas Achzarius. So just to end, B'lishoyna Yazov, Shalom Asilas Yisharim. So, Kolam Merachim Al Abrius, Merachim and Olam and Hashemayim. One of the themes of the latter part of Masechet Shabbos and our raid bites. So, listen to what the Masilas Yisharim says. We'll end with this. Perik Yotes. Ki Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Oyev, Elo Lemisha Oyev Es Yisrael. You want to know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves? Someone that loves Klal Yisrael. V'chol Masha Adam Magdala Avasei LeYisrael. And the more a person loves a yid, Gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Magdala love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to love him that much more. The Elohim Aroyim Amitim Shal Yisrael. He says the true manhigim, the real leaders of Klal Yisrael. Sha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chofetz Bem Harbe. These were people Shem Moisrim Atzmal Atzoynoi. They were like a shepherd that gave up their lives for their sheep. The Darshim Hu Mishtadal Ashloim V'Tevasim B'Chal Adrachim. They tried every which way for them to be able to help them. V'Oimdim Tamid Baperetz L'Spalol Aleim. L'Vatal Agzeres Koshois. L'Ftoyach Aleim Shari Bracha. He says, "Lamaze Daima." He says the Mesil Shoram. You want a mashal? La'av she'eno oyev shum adam yoiser. A father. Who does he love most? Misha who roya she'oyev as bonav ahaven emenes. Who davar she'ateva yoyedalov. This says Mesil Shoram. I don't have to prove it to you because everyone knows that this is the way it is. That if a person has a child and you take care of that person's child, he's going to love you back. Either way, said the Mesil Shoram. Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu oyev. Right? We talk. Hashem loves me. Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu oyev. Elo lemisha oyev es Yisrael, v'chol masha adam magdala vasei liYisrael, gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu magdala olav.